Okay, just to clarify, we gave a new approach, a new answer for this, not clarify, a new answer for this Siman Klal thing. Siman Klal problem of, especially the problem of Darabon Daraisa. Why it can't be Siman Klal, why Darabon? So he said, the Siman Klal idea, we said the same idea, that basically, that if you, if there's a mitzvah which is depend on conditions, and conditions of good weather, and God didn't provide us those conditions, that's Siman Klal, because it implies that the mitzvah is actually it won't be a benefit to you. Hashkafa is not giving you the conditions to do it, that's the implication. But we said that should be by Darabanan also. So we said, no, there's a difference between Darabanan and Darai, so that if it's raining, and that would mean min haTorah, you can't do mitzvah sukkah. So that would mean that you are completely removed from mitzvah sukkah. Mitzvah sukkah in the rain, there's no reality to mitzvah sukkah in the rain. There's no such thing as a rain-proof sukkah. And therefore, the whole world of mitzvah sukkah is non-existent because of the rain. That would be a siman klala. God, so to speak, cutting you off from the whole perfection of mitzvah sukkah. But if mitzvah min haTorah sukkah were allowed to be waterproof, and it's just that the Tekanim Derabanan, that you can't do it. Okay? So then we have to understand the Eshel Tekanim Derabanan, because if the Torah says you should do the mitzvah, then how could the Rabbanan say don't do it? But the answer is, that the Chachamim are protecting the system of Torah, and they determine that if we would allow people to sit in this sukkah in the rain, in a waterproof sukkah, or something with beams, a gzeres tikra type of thing, so then, Lidore Doro's mitzvah sukkah is going to become a vutal. Because people are going to end up sitting in their houses, and then give it enough time, basically there's going to be no mitzvah sukkah. So given that that's the case, the Chacham say, how should you... There is a chiv of mitzvah sukkah, because min haTorah, there's a sukkah in the rain. But how do you respond to your chiv, your mitzvah sukkah this year? By not sitting in the sukkah. Because that is the way which was necessary to preserve mitzvah sukkah. So you could be involved in doing mitzvah sukkah and the keem of the ideas of mitzvah sukkah through action. That's the normal scenario. But this year the Rabbanan determined that in order to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah, you must not sit in the sukkah. So if you don't sit in the sukkah because of the rain, and that's a Rabbanan, then it's not like you're completely mufka from the world of mitzvah sukkah. You know, you're shayach to the world of mitzvah sukkah. There's a chi of mitzvah sukkah, but the way in which you, the Rabbanan, are telling you to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah this year is b'sheva al tasa. That is not a technical kima mitzvah, but that is your involvement in the maintenance of mitzvah sukkah through sitting and not taking the opportunity to do mitzvah sukkah, because that's what's necessary for mitzvah sukkah daros. So therefore, you can't say it's a siman klala that God is making you do the mitzvah, or making you be involved in the kiyum of mitzvah sukkah, not actively, but through sitting around, through not doing it, through preserving mitzvah sukkah. That's also an involvement in mitzvah sukkah. It's true, it may not be the highest level of involvement in mitzvah sukkah, maybe the active form is a greater involvement, but that's not siman klal. That's there are two forms of the mitzvah. So this year you're not doing it actively, but you're preserving mitzvah sukkah. That's, you're involved in mitzvah sukkah. God's not cutting you off from mitzvah sukkah. But if it were the oraisa that you can't sit, there's no such thing as a rainproof sukkah, then by making it rain, God is completely removing you from mitzvah sukkah. There's no world of sukkah this year. The whole world of sukkah you're cut off from this year. That's a siman klal. It's much cleaner. It's much cleaner spot than last time. We don't have to get as massive. We don't have to get into the positing things about Ratzon Hashem and all that stuff. And it's a clear, simple halachic idea. It's I think it explains the problem well. Okay, so we'll go with that. Okay, so forget about the previous stuff. So that brings us to the one problem we have in Tosus that we didn't explain. And with Tosus is, again, we just got to get back into the world of Tosus's Havmina. Okay? And Tosus Havmina held that there's no halacha min haTorah. Okay, Tosus goes back on this later. But in the Havmina, there's no halacha min haTorah that a sukkah has to be aroi. That really a sukkah could be metal walls, metal schach, it could be the most permanent structure as you want, as long as the shear of its height is one of aroi. As long as it's less than 20 amos. Okay? Then if it's less than 20 amos, it could be as permanent as you want it to be. It could be a perfect, so metal walls, metal roof, metal everything. Of course, the right materials. So a strong wood, wooden roof. Okay? So if that's the case, right, that's what he wanted, that's what he suggested. Then he says you have a problem though with the siman klala. right, as we were just talking about, is that why is it seven klal if it rains? Because according to that deoraisa structure, you'd be able to sit in the sukkah even though it's raining, because you make you put on a solid wooden roof, you know, with make it out of schach, and there won't be any problem. It will block out the rain. So why would that be siman klal? Okay, so this is again before he says that the rabbanon doesn't make sense to say siman klal. Okay, but so at this point he says, so maybe you'll tell me because of gzeiras tekra, because of the rabbanon, you can't do the mitzvah even though min haTorah it could be keva, but mid the rabbanon it can't be keva. Why can't it be keva? Because of gzeiras tekra. Okay, but there's a little bit of a difficulty, Tosa says, with that. There's a problem. Because what's the whole idea of gzeiras tekra? Now, what gzeiras tekra means is that your sukkah, in your sukkah, you can't use like roof beams. Okay? If you just look at there, a certain size beam, which is normally used in a roof, okay, in a house. So this is gzeira. The standard way of understanding the gzeira is that you can't use those beams, because if those beams reflect keva. And if you're going to use those beams, even in an aroi kind of a way, even if you use them in an aroi kind of a way, it's a gzeira, you can't use them, because then you're going to come to use them in a keva kind of a way. And then you're going to have a sukkah's keva, which is a problem. You're not allowed to have a sukkah's keva. But that's very good. That's an easy gzeira to understand, assuming you hold that a sukkah min haTorah can't be a deras keva. But Tosos is suggesting that a sukkah can be keva min haTorah. So then how could you understand gzeiras tekra? Well, you tell me, I can't use these beams because what? Because maybe I'll make it keva, but there's no problem with keva. So doesn't this whole, how does, Tosos a bigger problem, how does this shita of Tosos that a sukkah could be keva, how does that jive with an understanding of the gzeiras tekra, which is the Mishnah?
I thought the problem is that he'll say, but
I'm spelling out the problem, which Tosos is going to give his answer to. But that's the problem. The problem is what's the problem with gzeiras tekra? Maybe I'm going to use roof beams. So I'll be in my house. So what's the problem with my house? The standard answer, if you learn the sugya, is because kava. You can't have deiros kava. The gzeira is, I'm going to make it kava. But once Tosos is telling me you're allowed to have deiros kava, then who cares if I use these roof beams? What are you going to say? Maybe I'll have live in a real house or in a keva, but who cares if I live in my house? Why can't I just live in my house? But those says, no, that's impossible. Even if you hold sukkah as a diros keva, it could be a diros keva, you definitely can't live in your house. That you can't do. Why can't you do that? Because he says, the sukkah amar rachmana. He says, beso vadai pasul mideraisa. The sukkah amar rachmana. Velo beso shekoyim asashana. Because it says sukkah, it doesn't say sukkah means your sukkah, not your house. So you can't be in your house. That's what it says. The problem is, yeah, but if you tell me a sukkah could be a diras kava, so how could you possible my house? I mean, because it's called my house. I mean, but in terms of the structure of sukkah, it's a diras kava. I mean, what characteristic of my house is a posel? Like, I think Moshe asked yesterday, someone asked yesterday, could I go to my friend's house? I mean, my friend's house is keva. What's the it's not my bias. It's called shemukul. Could I have a designated house as a sukkah? I mean, what's the psal? In other words, if you were to tell me there's a halacha of keva, then I can understand why I can't live in my house, because it's keva and keva. It's not, you know. But once you're going to tell me there's no halacha of keva, sukkah could be keva, then that means even though it's permanent, it could still be called a sukkah. Sukkah has nothing to do with permanence. So call my house a sukkah. Well, I'll just name my house my sukkah. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, because the words are mutually exclusive. Beis and sukkah could be the same thing because they're both keva. They could both be keva. So where is Tosos creating this? Tosos is saying even if you hold keva, your keva is allowed. Beiso is not allowed. And the question is, where is he getting that from? I mean, it seems to be a good problem on Tosos, but he's just dismissing it. No, that can't be. Vadai, that can't be. Right, so that's our question. I think saying good, and I think we set the stage for this way back when we talked about the pasuk of Besukas Teish Reshuvas Yamin, and the limud was, you know, that Reshuvas Yamin Tsemidiras Keva Shevidiras Arai, right? And we said that that's the source for the fact that the chafza should be a chafza of Arai, right? But we said that that's not simple pshat in the pasuk; that's a limud. That's not like that's Rava's move or Rava's move. But he said pshat in the pasuk sukkas teishu shivas yamim means aroi is it's a maisa diras aroi. That's what it means. But sukkas teishu shivas yamim, your dira in these 7 days you should do a yeshiva aroi. It should be a yeshiva. You leave your house and be yoshev somewhere else in a sukkah for 7 days. That's the nature of the Maisa Yeshiva B'Sukkah. It's a Diras Aroi. But Rava's introducing a halacha that the Cheftza should reflect the nature of that kind of a Dira. Okay, that the halacha that the Cheftza should be Aroi, that the Cheftza in which this Dira is taking place should reflect the type of Dira which is taking place therein. Namely, it should be a Diras Aroi. And the way in which that expressed itself, according to Tosa at this point, is through Shir. Not that the Cheftza must actually be Aroi. The Cheftza could be Keva 100%. As long as the Shi'or Sheva, the halakha incision of Shi'or, is a Shi'or which reflects the character of Aroi. Okay? That's what Tosa is at this point. He doesn't care if the Cheftza is Aroi, as long as the Shi'or reflects Aroi. Okay? So if that's the case, a house, in terms of this requirement, my house, my friend's house, any house, is in terms of the Cheftza shel Sukkah, as long as below 20, is 100% good. That's Tosa's point, is 100% good. There's no problem with that. You can tell me, because it's called my house? Yeah, but it's you're telling me that the house's structure, the Cheftza, does it only reflects the idea of Aroi purely through Shear, so I don't care about the thing itself. But he's saying, yeah, but that's good insofar as this dimension of the psalm, so far the Cheftza reflecting the Aroi. But the very essence of the Aroi was the din in the Maisa Dira. That's a Maisa Diras Aroi. Then you're leaving your house, your place where you do your home, where you're dar all year long, and you get up and you live in a new place, which you're calling sukkah. So the whole idea, if you would live in your house, then you'd be lacking the Maisa Mitzvah. The whole Maisa Mitzvah is to do a Maisa Diras Aroi. But sukkah's teshu shivas yamim, not all year round. That's the nature of the Maisa Diras. It's a Maisa Diras shivas yamim. So therefore, your house doesn't lack, like you said, well, it doesn't lack in the structure of the thing. Structurally, it's perfect. It could be my friend's house. But it's in the Maisa HaMitzvah cannot exist in your house. Okay, because it's your house. It's a Divi Beis Shekalim HaSashana. So as you guys mentioned, if you'd have a designated house as your sukkah, it could be a mansion or whatever it is. As long as it was built properly, that would be fine. Because the Maisa Dira is a Maisa of is a Maisa Dira Saroi. But again, this is only within Tosos, who's holding that the Cheftza could be Keva, as long as the Shear is good. But Tosos ends up rejecting that because this then it won't be Simen Klal. Then if that's the case, then why should the rain be Simen Klal? And that gets into what we said before. Okay, but I think that's good. I think that's what you have to say. And anyways, the Gezeira doesn't allow you. That's how Tos explains the Gezeira. That even though Cheftza could be a Diras Keva, but since you're not allowed to live in your house, because you'd be lacking the Maisa Dira, so if the Cheftza of the Sukkah is made of beams which normally are house beams, which are Tikra beams, so then the Gezeira is that you're going to actually live in your house. Okay, and that's not going to be a psul in that the Cheftza will be possible, but that would be a psul in the Maisa Dira. It's a new way of understanding the Gezeira.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the normal way of understanding the Gezeira is if you're going to use the Cheftza of roof beams, then you're going to create a Cheftza of Diras Kava. So it's because of the type of Cheftza you're going to make. Here, that's not saying that. It's saying since these are roof beams, which normally associate with houses, I'm going to end up living in my house, which is not a lack in the Cheftza, but it's a lack in the Maisa Dira. No, but there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's just easy way to understand, you know. So now the Gemara is going to basically get into why is it that the different Amaroyim argue with each other. So just to review again, there's a question is why is there a psil of 20 Amos? Why can't the sukkah be above 20? So there are three different approaches. One approach is because it says l'man yidudar seicha in kiva sukkah l'shati es b'nei Yisrael, which means the sukkah is supposed to sort of remind you of the idea or something like that. I mean, we'll get to. But, and therefore, if it's above 20, you don't see the schach. And since you don't see the schach, so therefore it doesn't remind you of, the sukkah, and therefore the idea is not going to come through. Okay? We give a sort of that, we'll get to in a second. That was one approach. The other approach, second approach was Rizero, which was, that, the first one was Rabba. Second one was Rizero, which says that, no, above 20, the wall, the schach isn't going to provide sale. And the pasuk says, sukkatil tzel yomam, which means that schach has to, schach means something which provides sale. So therefore, it's above 20, it's not going to be providing the sale, but it's going to be the walls which are providing the sale. Okay, that's the second reason. And then Rava, who says it's because Keva. Because above, once it's above 20, generally it's going to have Keva walls, right? And that's a problem, because the sukkah has to reflect the Yerusaroi, so the way it does it is through the shear in the walls. Okay? So the Gemara is going to do is, why can't we all just get along? Why does it have to be, why does each shita not like the other shitas? Okay? So it says, Kulu Kar, the top of Bezam and Bez. Kulu Karaba Lo Amri. So they all reject Rabba's thing about Laman Yedu Doro Seichem. Hahu Yedil Dorosi. Because they hold that Pasuk Laman Yedu Doro Seichem is referring to so that the generations know about Mitzvah Sukkah. Rashi. Kulu Hanacham Arai Karaba Lo Amri Diyalof Laman Yedu. Hahu Lab Yedia Diyashiva Sukkah Kama Elab Yedias Doros Haboyin. That pasuk just is telling you the philosophical objective of mitzvah sukkah, which is that all the generations will remember the hashkacha of the nanik avot. And it has nothing to do with, remember we did with Rashi, with the whole limud, that the mitzvah sukkah, the way we said it, is that the mitzvah sukkah, the dira b'sukkah, must not just be a dira in the sukkah, but it must be, so to speak, a dira shel sukkah. Which means that the schach must be a part of the experience of the yeshiva b'sukkah. By the, how so? By the fact that it's within your eye range. It's in your, part of the experience. The schach is part of the experience if you could see it. So we say that Rabba learned the pasuk is written and there's a drush which you can make in the pasuk, which is the halachic, the structure of the mitzvah should be a dira shel sukkah, which demands that the schach is within your, than your range, which we said could be in line with the philosophy that the reason why the Torah demanded that is because the fact that it's a dira shel schach, which is a dira saroi, part of your dira experience brings to mind the idea of a roi, is kiyam and bringing to mind the idea of the roi in the midbar, the nature of the hashkacha, and the true hashkacha is in the borei olam, it's not in your permanent structures. So that was a drush which is attached to above the pasuk. Pasuk simple pshat just means if the Torah is explaining the philosophical objective. But Rabba's making a chiddush that why do you have to tell me philosophical objective? It must be because that's reflected somehow in the halachic system. But the others don't go for that. They say no. I mean, have no right to add in more than the pasuk saying. The pasuk is just telling you the objective of the mitzvah sukkah is the generations will know about the hashkacha. So they have no, they don't go for where Rabba's move. I mean, Rabba's making a move here. So you don't have to, I mean, Rabba's making a chiddush. They just take the pasuk simple. Okay? I mean, but Reb Zera, so that's Rabba. I mean, that's pretty straightforward. But Reb Zera, nami lo amri. Okay? Why don't they say Reb Zera? So again, what was Reb Zera? Reb Zera held, he had a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, v'sukkah tia letzel yom ha-mechorev, which means that it's talking about the Moshe Mashiach, that God will provide a sukkah for us, and the sukkah will be for tzel. It will protect us from the sun. Okay? So it says, so he said, oh, so what do you see? The sukkah tiel tzel. So it means, what's the objective of a sukkah? The objective of a sukkah is to provide tzel. So apparently that's what a sukkah is. A sukkah means a tzel provider. So if it's above 20, it's not a tzel provider, because it doesn't provide tzel onto the sukkah, it provides onto the walls, or something, whatever. Right? So why don't they go for that? Why don't the other Amorayim go for that? So they say, no. That pasuk isn't talking about mitzvah sukkah. It's talking about the Moshe Mashiach, Rashi. Osam sukkos yulitzel laoneg lemistar. Those sukkos in Moshe Mashiach, which God is going to make, are going to be for tzel and for oneg and for protection. Oh, sukkos mitzvah ain't all tzel. What does that mean to sukkos mitzvah? Sukkos mitzvah has nothing to do with that pasuk. That pasuk is talking about a simple pshat. It's talking about some event in the future. God's going to make sukkos which provide sale. But sukkos mitzvah doesn't provide sale. Why do they have to be the same? Right? Which seems like a good argument. So he says, I see what Reb Zera is going to say back to that. I mean, it's true. The pasuk there isn't discussing hilcha sukkah. Discussing a fact of tense which God's going to make for us in the Moshe Mashiach. So it says, no. Im kein le makra v'chopa tiel etzel. Mai v'sukka tiel etzel, shamas minotarati. Says, why is it the Torah could have expressed, use a different word, the Navi. Why do you use the word sukkah? Sukkah could mean just means a covering, or a, you know, like a schach, like covering. So there's other words for covering. Chuppah is also a good word. Okay, why use the word sukkah? The fact that it's using the word sukkah is showing you, even though it's true, it's talking about the sukkah of Imos HaMashiach, that specific sukkah, but the fact that it used that word, it teaches you both. Rashi. The Ein Hashem Sukkah Ela Yitzil Yitzel. It is teaching you, it's using that word to show you that the Hashem Sukkah is only that which is made for itself. Like I said, why did it use the word sukkah there? Because that word means something which is a soil itself. So the fact that you use that word, you have a right to deduce that the word in general means that which is made for itself. Okay? And the other shita apparently doesn't hold by that. Apparently the other shita still, they don't go for it. They say, yeah, but bottom line is, that's talking about Yom HaMashiach, so you can't make that limud. Right? So we have machlokas here. So the question is, what's the svara? I mean, what's the argument here about whether or not you can learn from there or not? Another problem which I want to take up is a problem which we hung over from Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph, which was that Tosfos raised a different issue, is that the Pasuk, this very Pasuk in Yeshaya says, the sukkah will be for tzeil, and it will protect you from the rain and the storms, and, you know. So if you want to be dorish the pasuk, which to say that a sukkah has to be something which provides sail, so be dorish that it has to be something which protects you from the rain. But that's not true. That's exactly a psul. That's a psul if it's a rainproof. If it's keva, and it's going to protect you from the rain, then it's a sukkah psula. So how could you learn from that pasuk? If you want to take that pasuk, then you got to be consistent and say, across the board, so it should be has to be provided from the protected from the rain. Apparently, you'll say no, that's not true. So then, throw out the whole lima. So they can't be talking about our sukkah because the difference, you know. So Tosa says no. He says since we know that a sukkah can't be waterproof because we just know that it can't be kava. Everyone holds it can't be kava. So it must be that part of the pasuk isn't necessary, and the only thing that's necessary is the first part, the letzel. But the question is, but that doesn't add up. I mean, he's not. It doesn't sound like he's answering the question. It sounds like he's just, you know, saying no. You're right. I mean, but the question is, yeah. But if the second part of the pasuk is not, you can't take because you see, obviously, the fact that it's saying that protecting from the rain, it must be talking about a different sukkah, not our sukkah. So he's saying, but the first part of the pasuk teaches you it has to be letzel. I mean, doesn't that undermine the whole limud from this pasuk in Yeshaya? Obviously, the pasuk in Yeshaya is not talking about our sukkahs. So that's, I mean, Tosfos just kind of, again, he just talks away the problem, but it just doesn't seem to go away so easily. Right? I mean, I think that's something we should, on this, you know, once we're in the Pasuk, I think I just held it off, because, you know, once we're doing the Pasuk, I don't think it's the same question. I mean, I'm not saying it's the same thing. I don't think it's, you know, I'm just saying, I think while we're trying to analyze the Pasuk and see about learning from that Pasuk, that's another problem which I think we should address. So I think that that should keep us busy. And then after that, we'll go to why they reject Rava. Okay?
Okay.